You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I've had friends who have had things stolen from their front porch. I've had friends who have had people break into their car and steal things off the front seat or out of the... Jeremy, I've never heard a story like this. You want to share?
Sure. Let's help Denver Police Department this morning. They are investigating the theft of a box, you guys. A box. But what was in the box? Oh, human heads, of course.
Naturally.
Naturally. Now, the heads were marked for medical research. They were inside a box labeled exempt human specimen, according to the police department. Now, this truck was parked at the 7700 block of East 23rd Avenue a couple days ago, and they say that somebody broke into that truck around 2:30 p.m. Wednesday and 9:30 a.m. on Thursday. So it's kind of a big span. But when they got in that truck, they snatched that box and decided to open it up, Dom, and I believe they got the surprise of a lifetime when there was heads rolling around in it. What do you do with that? Do you just ditch it and run, or...
I've got other questions.
Do you sell it, or was it on purpose?
I have two questions.
What's that?
To pop into my own head that is still attached to my shoulders. First question is, why were these heads just parked out on a busy street for a day or so?
Right.
Shouldn't they have been somewhere?
You think there
are
the places to be?
Just parked in a truck on 23rd Avenue.
Were they on ice? I mean, was this an iced box?
Even if they're on ice, what are they doing just sitting out there?
I don't know.
Seems disrespectful to the heads.
Sure does.
And then second question that pops into my head. What would you think about donating your head to science?
I know, I thought about that too when
would
I was reading
this. Would you
be
on board with that? I don't think I would have a problem.
I guess not, really. I mean, it's going to help somebody along the line eventually. You know, medical research.
I've already got the little thing marked on my driver's license that I'm a donor. If you can take any parts you want from me. I'm not sure which parts of mine anybody would necessarily want, but you're welcome to any of them if it can help save another life.
Or bring
some care to someone.
I have that little thing on my license, too. I'm a donor as well, but I don't think they can just go in and lop your head off, though, right?
I don't think so. That probably requires a special
I think they
form
just want my
signed.
Liver or a kidney or something. Maybe my eyes. I don't know. But there's these people that actually just donate their entire body to science, and they wheel you into a college somewhere, and they start dissecting you, you know? And that's really cool when people do that, actually. That's a mighty bold step for somebody to say, hey, just take my body and have your way with it.
We talked to somebody once who had called, and they were a medical student. Uh-huh. And they talked about the cadavers that they work on.
Yeah.
And I think they told us how long the average cadaver lasts before they have to replace it with another one.
Mm.
Like, because they work on the
freshie.
Same cadaver for a while.
Sure, you can only slice and dice so much before it gets a mess, essentially, and then you got to move on to the next guy.
Yeah, and then I'm sure they are treated with proper respect afterwards and laid to rest somewhere or cremated or something. But I'm just a little concerned that there's a box of heads parked on 23rd
Avenue.
I know!
They say police are encouraging anyone who may come upon this box to call the police department.
Oh, so they will.
I feel so sorry for that person as well who comes upon that box, you know, sitting in a park somewhere on a park bench.